scrolling through the newsfeed on Facebook, posting selfies on Instagram, and following the latest on Twitter. Here are your trending topics, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.
So this is a pretty cool thing. Technology is always getting better and better, and I would say your car is
better and better, or scarier and scarier. I think because the stories have been going in both directions.
This is where it's getting better and better, okay. In my opinion. Now you have a new car and you love your new car, right?
It's like 2 years old at this point.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Already?
Yeah,
jeez.
I know. Time passes.
Trying to get rid of that thing.
I know. I should just chuck it.
But what's cool is that you love your car, and a lot of times you can find a car that you like. But what about the perfect car?
Ooh, like a cloned car?
Well, this is a cool thing. So There's a company out in California. They're close to becoming the first car company that actually allows customers to design the car of their dreams using a 3D printer.
Oh, that's cool.
This is a neat idea. So the company is called Hackrod, and they've already worked through the process creating a car called La Bandita.
Okay.
Which seems to be the world's first car designed in a virtual reality and then engineered with artificial intelligence and then 3D printed with a structural alloy.
That's a lot of words.
It does seem like a lot of words. But this Hackrod plans to not only offer the La Bandita, but also offer customers the chance to create their own dream car.
It's really cool. I will say, I hope they help with the design of the engine and stuff.
Yeah,
don't know how to do any of that.
The body and maybe the interior are probably the only things that I'm going to really, really care about.
What things would you want to go together in your dream car? Like, would there be certain things you'd have to have?
I don't know. I like storage,
mm-hmm.
but also I want it to look nice. But then that's the thing that's hard is you got to think about like aerodynamics and all that stuff and your gas mileage. And because if you just build like a boxy looking car that's perfect for you, then you're going to have like 40 miles, not even 40 miles to the gallon. Maybe you can get that. Or it could go all the way down to 10 miles to the gallon.
Yeah, I think it's going to be more like 10.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I would want a sunroof.
For sure. I want one that goes all the way to the back.
Me too.
Yeah.
Mine goes pretty far to the back, but not all the way.
Yeah.
Well, Jenny, you like Easter eggs?
I do like Easter eggs.
Do you color Easter eggs?
I do. I do the hard-boiled, the colored ones. I do that.
Well, John Gartland of Ireland has kept his favorite Easter egg in his refrigerator for 40 years.
Yeah.
Because it is too nice to eat, he said. The Daily Edge claims that he was 5 years old when he received an egg from his cousins. It came with a toy kitten inside the packaging.
Oh.
That's weird. The egg has been through 6 refrigerators. John says the egg doesn't smell.
Now,
why would egg come? I'm confused by this
at
story.
At first reading this, I was thinking it was like a hard-boiled egg.
Right, but it sounds like it's a chocolate egg.
It sounds like it's like an egg with a giant shell that has something inside of it.
What were those called? Were they called Wonder Balls? What were those things called that had like toys and stuff inside?
I think something like that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Something like that. That's what I'm picturing.
I'm just glad that it's not a 40-year-old hard-boiled egg because that would definitely smell.
I'm just glad it's not in my fridge.
Yeah. You don't want that.
No, thanks.
But I'm sure there's going to be a lot of Easter eggs in the refrigerators this weekend.